The Senate Intelligence Committee is said to be preparing a report that's highly critical of CIA Director George Tenet and other intelligence officials for exaggerating the threat Iraq posed before President Bush ordered the U.S.-led attack in March. The Washington Post reports that the Senate committee singles out the October 2002 National Intelligence Estimate on Iraq's purported weapons of mass destruction and the immediate threat they posed. The president used the information to justify the war. Dana Priest wrote the Post article. Good morning.
Good morning.
You write that the Senate report will shift responsibility for the war away from the White House toward the intelligence community. How much of that is presidential politics?
Well, I think a good deal of it is. There is a behind-the-scenes fight right now to make sure that the administration is also looked at in this study. I'm not sure how that's going to come out, but the Republicans on the committee, which is chaired by Senator Pat Roberts, would like to keep the focus just on the intelligence community instead of on the administration. The Democrats, perhaps predictably, are under great pressure not to let him do that, and they would like to broaden the inquiry to look at things such as the Defense Department and their Office of Special Plans to see whether they, in fact, collected intelligence and filtered it up to policymakers, intelligence that perhaps was not reliable, as some have alleged, and to see what exactly they had a hand in helping to bolster the administration's case that others say has been exaggerated in some instances.
So the Republicans are trying to say that President Bush, Vice President Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, and all would not have gone after Saddam except for these intelligence reports from the CIA.
That's probably a slight overstatement. I think they would say that the claims that they exaggerated the intelligence that there was about him was due in some measure to the intelligence that they were reading. So, as you know, we've been focused a lot on these exaggerations, trying to say what did the record show versus what did the administration officials tell us. Now, with this report and a report that's similar being done by the House Intelligence Committee, they are moving away from looking at the administration and looking at the Intelligence Committee. So, yes, they do see a shift in attention. And you can tell by the way that I receive some of the information and how people talk to me about it that they are really focusing on Tenet and on the community in particular.
Well, Tenet tried to take the rap once before.
He did. He's a good soldier in that way, and I think that he sees blemishes in some of the work that they've done, although he definitely supports most of it. And I think he has been willing on the Niger documents case to fall on his sword for the administration, but when they went a little step too far, he also did finally come back and say, well, it's not quite that way. We actually did tell you that there were some problems with this information. So although he initially stepped forward, when they went a little bit too far in blaming the community, Tenet did stand up and say, no, hold on, it's not all of our fault. And in fact, the way that the CIA responded to the reporting today shows that they are not going to just stand there and take it, that they believe that their intelligence was good. In fact, they told me that the National Intelligence Estimate, this one document that they're looking at in particular because it's used widely by policymakers, was the product of 10 years of research and collection and analysis of intelligence, and that in essence they are standing by the document.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dana Priest wrote today's Washington Post article on the Senate preparing an intelligence report.